You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with both marketing coach Maria Elena Duran, who is also the founder of Brand Chat, which is one of the top 10 Twitter chats in the world for business. Also joining in is Denise Leon, a leading authority on building and positioning exceptional brands, including Sony, Frito-Lay, Burger King, and Oakley. She is the author of What Great Brands Do. Ladies, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
You are both very welcome. Now, Maria, how have you come to know Denise, for starters?
Well, I actually happened upon her book. I do many book reviews, and so a lot of times people reach out to have me read through their books, and I was honored to be able to receive a copy of Denise's book. And oftentimes when I'm reading a book, sometimes I have to push through to really finish it to give my opinion or feedback on that, and that was not the case here. I immediately started dog-earing the book, underlying, highlighting, and that to me is what I consider a favorite book for me, is when you see it well-worn, well-used, can turn to different pages. That's how I became connected to Denise and then had the honor of her participating in Brand Chat.
Excellent. And obviously you've read the book. What stood out to you as something that you would want more people to know?
I think more people need to know about the branding toolkit and truly how she covers the 7 branding principles. I think it's important that it is brand as business. And that to me was why it was so important to have her as a guest on Brand Chat, because you can read that and you can see different excerpts and statements that may communicate that, but I think having that from the author and having the interaction with her was very important so that those principles came to life, and they truly did. And I know many of the Branditos, which is a term of endearment that we use for people who speak on Brand Chat and participate, the Branditos have also picked up the book, and it's interesting conversation that we have as they give their aspects. But that's what I think people need, is to be able to read through it and really understand what the 7 branding principles are that really make a brand great.
And thanks for that input. And Denise, how did you develop the brand as business approach to brand building? And welcome, by the way.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be with you all and to talk about brand as business, because as Marina Elena just said, you know, it's difficult, I think, for some people to articulate how do you build a brand. And through my, you know, 25 plus years of working on a full range of brands, what I observed is that the companies that had the strongest, most profitable, most sustainable brands were ones that thought about and went about building their brands differently. They didn't conceive of their brands merely as external expressions, like a logo or an image or, you know, advertising campaign, but they really used their brand as a management tool to fuel, align, and guide everything that their organizations did. And so that's what prompted me to look into it further and then ultimately write the book, What Great Brands Do.
And how is your approach different from traditional branding practices?
Well, if you think about your brand merely as an external expression, then you go to building your brand through, you know, creativity. Like, we have to have a good visual design. We need to have a creative advertising campaign. We need to use social media effectively. And those, all of those things are very important to building a brand. But if you conceive your brand as a management tool that should inform everything that your organization does, you start thinking more about your culture and your core operations and your customer experience. And you start using your brand to inform and inspire and align those areas of your organization in addition to then those external expressions.
Why is the brand as business approach more important now than ever before?
Well, you know, today's customers and consumers are quite savvy, and they know that what companies say about themselves is not always what the companies actually are and actually do. And because of all of the technology and transparency that exists in the business world these days, people are equipped with the ability to kind of pull back the curtain on companies and really see, are these companies operating by the principles that they claim? Are they really creating value for me and my community and the things that I care about? And so I think that just the ability to kind of see beneath the veneer that a company puts up makes the brand as business approach critical. But, also I think that with competition being so, so ruthless in so many categories and so many sectors are just really crowded with lots of players, the need to stand out is greater than ever. And I think companies are realizing that creative communications only work so far in standing out. You really need to actually be offering something of differentiating and meaningful value, and that's really how you compete.
Today we're joined by both marketing coach Maria Elena Duran, who is also the founder of Brand Chat, which is one of the top 10 Twitter chats in the world for business, and Denise Leon, a leading authority on building and positioning exceptional brands, including Sony, Frito-Lay, Burger King, and Oakley. She's also the author of What Great Brands Do. They've both joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Denise, can you name a few companies that epitomize the brand as business approach and why?
Well, I think we can point to some of the usual suspects. Everyone, whenever we talk about brands, people usually talk about Starbucks. So I almost hesitate to bring them up because they are such a kind of obvious choice. But I think that I will talk about them only because I think that sometimes people think that there's kind of like this magic that Starbucks has brewed. They're not just brewing coffee, they're kind of brewing some magical mystique that has enabled them to become a strong brand. And the fact is, no, they have implemented specific principles and methods that have enabled them to build such a strong brand. So one of the principles, or the first principle in my book that I talk about, is great brands start inside. They start brand building by cultivating a strong internal brand-led culture. And clearly Starbucks has done this by the way that they have put so much investment in their baristas, from the free coffee and stock awards and benefits, and more recently they announced that they were offering college tuition. They're really cultivating these employees as people and cultivating a great culture of people who are excited about being a part of Starbucks. And so that's just one example of the one of the principles in my book that Starbucks follows. And then, I can go through all many of the other rest of them. One other that I'll just talk about briefly is that great brands avoid selling products. And that sometimes kind of takes people by surprise because, people are like, well, isn't that what business is all about? And certainly there's an exchange of value. You buy something, you get something. But I believe brands like Starbucks understand that the product is almost a means to an end. There is an emotional appeal and an emotional connection that people want and need and value with brands, and great brands understand that it's not about pushing the product, it's about cultivating that emotional connection. So there's a definite science and methodology behind what builds great brands like Starbucks.
If you don't mind, could you share an example of how your approach has produced real business results?
There are lots of different results that brand as business produces. Everything from higher profit margins to greater customer loyalty to lower operating costs. One of the examples I talk about in my book, I think, is particularly revealing. It's from a fast casual restaurant chain that sells sandwiches called Firehouse Subs. And they are, you know, their competitors are like the Jimmy John's and maybe even like a Panera to some extent. So kind of in that tier of quick serve restaurants, they have this public safety foundation, which is part of their overall approach. You know, Firehouse Subs, they were started by a couple of firemen whose family has decades of experience in firefighting. And so this public safety foundation is an important way that they use their business to help the firefighting community. They donate funds and equipment and provide disaster assistance and educational opportunities to public safety groups. And what's interesting is when you look at how the results that Firehouse Subs has generated through something like the Public Safety Foundation, it's very clear that there's tangible results. You look at the units who are the restaurants that are actively engaged in the program compared to those that aren't, and the ones that are have, I think it's like 30% higher sales performance than the ones that aren't, higher loyalty, higher efficiency. So when you operationalize your values and your mission the way a brand like Firehouse Subs has, you do see those specific tangible business results.
If you would, Denise, tell our listeners where they can get more information, not only about your book, but to be in potential contact as well.
Yeah, I would love for folks to check out my book. You can go to the book website, whatgreatbrandsdo.com, and there you can learn a little bit more about the book, access links to purchase it, but also download the tools and methods in the book and a free chapter. So you can definitely get a lot of information from the site. And then my contact information is on the website as well, but I will say that Twitter is a great way to get a hold of me. My handle is Denise Lee Yon, all one word, all smushed together, and I'm on there constantly, and I interact with Maria Elena there, and just I have made so many great contacts there, so I would really appreciate people reaching out to me and letting me know what they think about what great brands do.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or one last final tip on branding for our listeners today?
Greatness is a choice. You know, I think it's all too common to kind of either, if you're successful, rest on your laurels, or if you're maybe struggling to kind of think that greatness is out of reach. But good is the enemy of great, and I encourage you to choose to be great, choose to be a great brand.
Well said, Denise and Maria. Certainly thank you both for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate you too as well.
We've been speaking with both marketing coach Maria Elena Duran, who is also the founder of Brand Chat, which is one of the top 10 Twitter chats in the world for business. Also, Denise Lee Yon, a leading authority on building and positioning exceptional brands, including Sony, Frito-Lay, Burger King, and Oakley. She's also the author of What Great Brands Do. And once again, the website of reference is whatgreatbrandsdo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.